Blog Talk Radio.
Chapter 22 of Revelation. And I will start reading at verse 12. And I'll just read until maybe I'll get up to chapter 16. That's what I think I'll do. Now, listen, sheep. I am in the book of Revelation. That's in the last book of the New Testament. It's spelled Revelation, period. Chapter 22, verse 12. And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me, to every man according as his work shall be. And it's true, our Father comes quickly, and he will tell you what your reward is. How do I know? I know it because he came to me, and he came quickly. But it was in my sleep, and he told me what my reward is going to be, and I'm happy about what my reward is going to be, and I was shocked. I told you, see, before he came, and he told me that he had my home was a brand new home, built beautifully. In his house, there are many mansions where he is. And he has built me a new mansion. And I want to get that too. I want to stay on his track. Whatever my Father tells me to do, I plan to do it. Hopefully, he will give me the courage to do it. Because this was very hard in the beginning. Now, I love this. I want to do what he says. Verse 16, I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Blessed are they that do his commandments, and that they may have the right to the tree of life, and may enter in through the gates into the city. For without For without our dogs and sorcerers and whoremongers and murderers and idolaters and whosoever loveth and maketh a lie, had Jesus have sent my angel to testify unto you these things in the churches, I am the root of the offspring of David and the bright and morning star. I have read to you, see, from the book of Revelation, chapter 22, verses 12 through 16. May our Father add a blessing of hearing and understanding what has been read to you. And it's true. I'm thinking back where the Bible says that we want salvation. And it's true. You want salvation. You want to be delivered from all of your sins and the consequences of whatever the sins are that you have committed. Now, let me say a little prayer for today's lesson. Father, thank you for allowing me to be in this day and to do your will to feed your sheep. Thank you, Father, for that. I want to thank you for allowing us here in Detroit to have good weather, even though in other parts of the country, you are allowing floods and fire and whatever else is going on, earthquakes, and we've had none of that. I thank you for that, Father. Thank you for giving us sound, sane mind. And Father, I also thank you for keeping disasters away, like chemical disasters as well as bad weather. Thank you for that. I really thank you for that. Also, Father, I want to come thanking you for everything, for restoring us to our right position and not forgetting about us. Although some people say that there is no God and all this kind of crazy stuff, but you are our Father in heaven. You are our God. And hopefully those who disbelieve in you will start believing in you when they see some of the things that are happening in the world nowadays. They are not happening just of themselves, but they are happening because you are allowing it to happen to them. I thank you, Father, in Yah or Yeshua's name for allowing me to have this prayer. Thank you for giving us good health, too. Thank you. I say this short prayer in Jesus, not Jesus' name, but Yeshua's name. Thank you. I'm trying to get away from the word Jesus, Father, but it's been indoctrinated in me for so many years. For over 60 years, I know. I'm just doing, saying Jesus. Jesus is everything. But it's Yah everything. That's what I want to say for Yeshua. Help me remember to say that. This is the Feed My Sheep show. I am Sandra Harris, your host. And I'm going to say happy Sabbath, everyone, because Sabbath starts in the evening time, and this is evening time for the next day. So, happy Sabbath day, everyone. The only day in the Bible that tells you to remember the Sabbath, to keep it holy and to rest. I want you to look at the Ten Commandments. There are two places that you can find them. In the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 5, verses 7 through 21 and 2 in the book of Exodus, chapter 20. I want your sheep to read those for yourselves. It's important that you know those. Whatever our Father says, you learn about it and do it. You are to do those works. He tells you to do those works. And I'm in the book of Deuteronomy. I want you sheep to go back and read chapter 28. I read those last week unto you. Oh, someone is listening. Praise God. I got a listener. And I hope he listens until I finish my program out. I ask that you sheep to have the three P's ready. Your three P's are pen, pencil, and paper. I want you to jot down any scriptures that I may say to you. I really do. And that's because I want you to listen to what I say. All I say is in regards to our Father, Son, His name is Yeshua, or Jesus. Not I could just say Jesus. Excuse me for saying Jesus. I don't know how many more times I'm going to say it. But my on the board that you may be looking at, it says that we are to read Deuteronomy 29. But I have read Deuteronomy 29 and have moved on to Deuteronomy 32, although that's where I stopped, up at Deuteronomy 32, verse 11. So I want you all to know, instead of Deuteronomy 29, I read it to you a week or so ago, and now today I want you to turn your Bibles to Deuteronomy 32, and I will pick up the reading there at verse 11. That's Deuteronomy 32. I have read 29 for you, as well as 28. Deuteronomy 29 says, "You have seen all that the Lord did before your eyes in the land of Egypt to Pharaoh, to all of his servants and all of his land, the great trials which your eyes have seen, this seeing those wonders, those great wonders. I have led you 40 years in the wilderness. Your clothes have not worn out on you, nor your sandals have worn out on your feet. Therefore, keep the words of this covenant and do them, that you may prosper in all that you do." That's in chapter Deuteronomy 29. And then I'm going to start reading off where I left off, Deuteronomy chapter 32. You know, Moses wrote your song, and you are to sing that. Last, when I finished reading Deuteronomy 31, I told you that he had a song, and that song was it was a song against you. It was to remind that this song shall testify against them as a witness, for it shall not be forgotten out of the mouth of their seed. So you all were to remember this song and sing it to your children, for I know their imaginations which they go about. Even now I have brought them into a land which I swear. And you know, our Father brought us into the land of Canaan. That's where the land that flows with milk and honey. And so I want you to remember that and go over it yourselves. If I did not explain it well enough to you, do me a favor. Go over it for yourselves. Now, let me pick up where I left off in chapter 32 of Deuteronomy, verse 11. And as an eagle sitteth upon her nest, fluttering over her young, spreading abroad her wings, and taketh them, beareth them on her wings. So the Lord alone did him, and there was no strange God in him. He made him ride on the high places of the earth, that he might eat the increase of the fields. He made him to suck. Excuse me, I got a belt again. I don't know why I have that problem. I do it often when I read on the air to you. As well as I don't read all that well, and I just mess up all the time. As he made to suck honey out of the rock and oil out of the filthy, flinty rock, butter of kine, and the kine is a cow, and milk of the sheep with fat of the lambs, and rams of the breed of Boshan, that's spelled Boshan, and goats with the fat of the kidney and the wheat. And thou didst drink the pure blood of the grapes. But Jeshurun, that's spelled Jeshurun, waxed fat. He increased in fat and kicked. Thou art waxed fat. Thou art grown thick and art covered with fatness. Then he forsook. That means that he abandoned or he rejected I always forget forsook God, made him and lightly esteemed. So the rock of the salvation. That's when you esteem, when you think mighty high of the rock of his salvation. They provoked him to jealousy, and provoke means to cause them to get jealous of what them with strange gods. That's what they provoked Yah with abominations provoked they him to anger. And when they provoked him, those abominations, they are evil or disgrace, or they're not being obedient. They sacrifice them to devils, not to God, whom they knew not. The new gods that came newly up, whom your fathers feared not. The rock that begat thee, you are unmindful and has forgotten the God that formed you. And when the Lord saw it, He abhorred them. That means he detested or didn't like them or he hated them because of the provoking of his son and of his daughters. And he said, I will hide my face from them. I will see that what their end shall be. But they are a very forward generation. Forward, that means they are naughty or they're rude generation children in whom is no faith. They are disobedient. Verse 21, they have moved me to jealousy with which is not God. Let me read verse 21 again. They have moved me to jealousy with that which is not God. They have provoked us, meaning it caused him to be angry with their vanities. And the vanities are uselessness. They're nothing. They're fruitless. And I will move them to jealousy with those which are not a people. That they, my father said, Jesus is saying, well, Yah is saying that he will make us jealousy with those who are not a people. And remember, you must remember what our father says. Like he tells us in Revelations 2 and 9 as well as verse 3 and 9, they are not Jews. They are the children of Satan. We must remember these things. He just said that he will make, he'll provoke them to anger with jealousy, which are not a people. He's saying those people that we are jealous of are not a people. And we best to believe that they are not a people. That's just like the Khazars that I found out. They are not a people. They are over in the land that was supposed to be ours, the land of milk and honey. But I don't know if it's the land of milk and honey these days. They are spelled K-H-A-Z-A-R-S. That is their secret, that they are not Jews. What are they trying to do, blackmail the Americans? I don't know why they're so secretive about who they are. They have stolen our land. And I don't know if our Father is going to give it back to us. Another thing I have learned too, that Hitler knew the truth. He knew that those peoples were Khazars. I don't know if he was fighting for us or what. Well, I don't want to speculate on that. But he knew that those people were not the real children of God. He knew their secret. And I don't know, the Americans didn't want to tell us because we didn't know. I'm just finding out. I learned back when I was a teenager. I was watching the PBS program, and they had NASA on when he talked about those people that left this land were black, but now you're bringing in white people. So we're finding out these things are coming to our memory. We must understand that they are not. We are the real Jews. Read Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 6. It tells you that we are his chosen ones. We are. He will put us above all the people. You read Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 6 for yourself. Let me try to get back to where I left off. Well, He says, which are not a people. I will provoke them to anger with a foolish nation. Those people are foolish. Look at what's going on now. We have a president that's telling other people that to go back to where they came from. You know, all these bad things are going on. Let me see. I am verse 22. I'm in verse 22. For a fire is kindled in mine anger and shall burn unto the lowest hell, H-E-L-L, and shall consume the earth with her increase and set on fire the foundations of the mountains. I will heap mischief, that's trouble and danger, upon them. I will spread my arrows upon them. They shall be burnt with hunger and devoured with burning heat and with bitter destruction. And that's what our Father, what God is doing now, I think, because we have we're having earthquakes and blood. He is devouring them with destruction. Let me read verse 24 again. They shall be burned with hunger and devoured with burning heat and with bitter destruction. We're having bitter destruction in America now. I don't know why you, if you want to come to this country with all those things that are happening, do you want the wrath that our Father is going to put on this nation that was, don't believe that we are his children and treat us badly? You don't want that. You don't want any parts of that. I will also send the teeth of beasts upon them, out of the poison of serpents of the dust. The sword without a terror within shall destroy both the young men and the virgin, the suckling and with the men of gray hairs. As I said, I would scatter them into corners. I would make them remember of them to cease from among men. Were it not that I feared the wrath of the enemy, lest their adversaries should behave themselves strangely, and lest they should say, our land, our hand is high, and the Lord has not done all this. Well, they are a nation void of counsel, neither is there any understanding in them. Oh, that they were wise, that they understood this, that they would consider their latter end. How should one chase a thousand and two put 10,000 to flight, seeing their flocks, seeing their rocks, and sold them, and the Lord had shut them up? For the rock is not of our rock, even our enemies themselves being judges. For the vine is of the vine of Sodom and of the field of Gomorrah. Their grapes are grapes of gall. Their clusters are bitter. Their wine is the wine that wine is the poison of the dragon and the cruel venom of the apse, and apse is a snake. Children, or sheep, is not this laid up in store with me and sealed up among my treasures? To be belongeth vengeance. Let me read that again. To me belongeth vengeance and repentance. Their foot shall slide in due time, for the rock of their calamity is at hand, and these things shall come upon them. Make haste. Now, oh my goodness. Let me see. Hold on for a second, sheep. I just want to write something down. I am not gone. I'm trying to write something down. And because of my sickness that I have had, I can't write fast. And sometimes I can't understand what I write. But I'm glad that you're listening to me. Now, where did I leave off at? Let me start here. I'm back again at verse. I had read Sodom. I'm going to start at verse 32. For their vine is of the vine of Sodom and the field of Gomorrah. Their grapes are grapes of gall. Their grapes are gall, and their clusters are bitter. Their wine is the poison of dragons and the cruel venom of apes. Yeah, I left off here. Is not this laid up in stores with me and sealed up among my treasures? To me belongeth vengeance and repentance. Their foot shall slide in due time, for the days of calamity is at hand, and the things that shall come upon them make haste. For the Lord shall judge his people and repent himself for his servant when he sees that their power is gone, and there is none set up or left. I shall say, where is their God? Let me read verse 37 again. And he shall say, where is their God? Their rock of venom they trusted, which did eat the fat of their sacrifices and drank the wine of their drink offerings. Let them rise up and help you, and you be your protection. Let me read that again, verse 38 again, because he's saying something that I don't understand. Which did eat the fat of their sacrifices and drink the wine of their drink offerings. Let them rise up and help you and be your protection. I don't understand that yet. But how can we rise up and be God's protection? Verse 39, see now that I am he, and there is no God with me. I kill and I make alive. I wound and I heal. Neither is there any that can develop, deliver me out of my hand. For I lift up my hands to heaven and say, I live forever. If I wait, W-H-E-T, my glittering sword, and my hand take hold on judgment, I will render vengeance to my enemies and will reward them that hates me. I will make my arrows drunk with blood, and my sword shall devour flesh, and I will in that with the blood of the slain and of the captives from the beginning of the of revenge upon the enemy. Rejoice, O you nations, which his people, for he will avenge the blood of his servants and will render vengeance to his adversaries and will be merciful unto his land and to his people. And Moses came and spake all the words of this song in his hearing, in his ears of his people, he and Hosea, the son of Nun. And Moses made an end of speaking all the words of Israel. Let me read that verse 44:5 again. And Moses made an end of speaking all these words to all Israel. And Moses said unto them, set your hearts upon all the words which I testify among you this day, which you shall command your children to observe and to do all the words of this law. For it is not a vain thing. Vain means useless. Another word for saying useless thing. For it is not a vain thing for you, because it is your life. And though this and through this thing you shall prolong your days in the land which you go over Jordan to possess it. And the Lord spake unto Moses that self same day, saying, get thee up into the mountain of Abram, that's A-B-A-R-I-M, unto Mount Nebo, which is the land of the Moabites that is over against Jericho, and behold the land of Canaan, which I give unto the children of Israel for a possession. So our land the Father gave to us for possession that another people, group of people, have stolen from us, which I give unto you, the children of Israel, for possession. And they took the land while we were enslaved. Well, after we were enslaved, they took it in 1948. That's when Nasser made the statement back, how can you left here black, but you come in black, white? He knew that the land was not black. They was not coming back black. We were supposed to, but we didn't even know that was our land until we started reading this book today. I am so happy. I got 5 minutes left. See, thank you for sticking with me, young blood. I hope you're young blood, or you get the old blood like me. And that in the mount whither he goeth up and be gathered unto your people, as Aaron your brother died in the Mount Hor and was gathered unto his people, because he trespassed against me among the children of Israel at the waters of Meribah. Let me spell it for you. Meribahkadesh, Meribah Kadesh, in the wilderness of Zin, because you sacrificed me not a in the midst of the children of Israel. Ye therefore shall see the land before ye, but you shall not go thither unto the land which I give the children of Israel. Now that's the end reading of chapter 32. As our Father has given, he allowed Moses to see the land of Canaan. Excuse me, I got a belch again. I hate that, but I am. He allowed what I have just read. My understanding is that he had allowed Moses to get up and go up into Aram, unto Mount Nebo, so he could see the land that is against Jericho and Moab, because he was not going to go into that land. It was his time to give up the ghost. He was going to be buried with his fathers on that side of Canaan. He would not set foot in Canaan. So I've read to you Deuteronomy chapter 32, and I want you sheep to read chapters 33 and 34 if you can. But if you can't, I understand, because I read slow myself. We're going to get into Joshua as soon as we finish up chapter 34. Let me just have an in word of a closing prayer to you, see. I know you got to have an in word for you closing, see. Let's have a closing prayer. Father in heaven, I want to thank you for allowing me to do this program for you. And I, as always, do my best, and I make mistakes. And I want the sheep to know that once they start doing your work, if they can be perfect, fine. But if they cannot, it's fine with you, because you allow me to. I have 90 seconds, I was just told. And so I'm asking you, Father, to keep Satan or the devil or whatever name his name is. He is evil. Keep him away from us. In Yah's name, amen. Remember, sheep, as James says in James chapter 4, verse 15, if it's God's will, I will be back with you next time. Remember, I'm on the air on Tuesdays at 10 a.m. as well as on Fridays at 5 p.m. I love you all. And my Father, God, loves you too. He loves you. So don't do any bad things out there that our Father would not do. And I want to thank this person for listening at me. Another phone number has appeared.
Father,
44.
Help your children and don't let them fall by the side the road. And teach them to love one another, that heaven might find a place in their heart. Down, and I know he forever in my heart. We've got to walk on, walk on through temptation, 'cause his love and his wisdom will be our helping hand. I know the truth and his word will be our salvation. Lift up our
salvation from my Father in heaven. Thank you for listening, and be with me next time. Oh, let me mention my nephew's song that he produced, High and Lifted Up. I want you to go and purchase that song for me. It's on Google Play, iTunes, and Apple Play. It should not cost you more than $2 a song. Thank you. Listening again. Thank you. Speak with you next time.